with everyone else. In fact, I was one of the last to get on. As you can imagine, I wasn't very happy.
So what did you do?
When I got home, I emailed the airline explaining what had happened. I told them that I had paid for preferred access on both of my flights, but I had only received the service on one of them. I asked them, very politely, to give back the money I had paid for the preferred access for the return trip. It was about $20 at the time.
Did you get a response?
Yes, I did. They were very quick. I sent my email at 5 p.m., and I received a reply the next morning.
And did they give you your money back?
Well, no, they didn't. I had a very nice message from a man in customer service saying he was concerned about the incident, but he didn't say he would give me my money back.
Typical. They never do, do they?
Wait a minute. I haven't finished the story yet.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I sent them a second email, but this time the tone was much stronger and less polite. And it worked. They refunded my preferred access, and they gave me money for my return flight from Chicago. I was impressed.
That's great. File 8A, Listening. Hi, Sam. How was your trip to Chicago?
It was great, thanks. But the flight back was awful. In fact, I made a complaint to the airline.
What was the problem?
Well, as you know, some airlines make you wait forever in line before you can board, which I can't stand. It also means that there's always a huge rush to get on the plane, and there isn't any place to put your bags. I find all this so annoying that I usually pay for preferred access. You know, when you pay extra to get on the plane first. You just get in line when they call the flight, and then they tell the passengers with preferred access to come to the front, and you get on the plane first.
So, what went wrong?
Well, it was fine on the flight to Chicago. I stood in line, they called the people who had preferred access, I boarded the plane, and I got to my seat with no problems. Perfect. But on the flight back from Chicago to New York, I was standing in line at the gate, waiting to be called to board first, and nothing happened. I don't know if they forgot about preferred access or what, but they didn't call us to the front of the line. That meant I had to board the plane